25 Washoe County students have been struck by vehicles since August. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano sat down with MJ Cloud to understand what's going on. She was a police officer for 25 years, and now she's the district's Safe Routes Coordinator.
What exactly are you seeing around school campuses?
We have catastrophic numbers this year. In the past, the most accidents that involved students were maybe 7, and now we're hitting above 20. Anything over 0 is unacceptable. But to have 25 students hit by a vehicle, whether they were on their way to their bus stop, waiting for their bus stop, or walking to school or biking to and from school, is too many. And we're not finding any sort of pattern. In some cases, it's a parent having dropped off their student or picking up their student. And in other cases, it's a commuter that's driving through the area. And then in some cases, the vulnerable user is a pedestrian. Other cases, it's a bicyclist. There's no pattern as far as male or female, young or old. All of them vary in who is at fault.
Are people suffering from lasting injuries?
Yes, and we've had several where there's been operations after operations just in order to be able to get sitting in a wheelchair. And then we did have a death. As a reminder, even if it's bumps or scrapes, it's affecting both that driver and that person who got hit. And we're talking about juveniles. They're little bones. For them to be struck, this is a long-term effect.
Have any of your close friends or families been affected by this?
My son was hit. And so my son was walking. He was crossing the crosswalk from Diedrichson to Mendive in a protected crosswalk. And he said he saw the driver of a big truck look both ways, but then continue straight right at him. He tried getting out of the way, but the truck hit him. So he was knocked down, and it hurt his side, but the driver gave a thumbs up. So my son in middle school gave him a thumbs up as well and jumped up off the ground and went to school. And the driver drove on. Although we're seeing these numbers, I truly believe, because of my experience and going into the schools and talking with students, I believe these numbers aren't anywhere close to how many students actually are hit. I truly believe that students don't tell because they think they're going to be in trouble.
Where do you think this is coming from?
As far as the catastrophic numbers go and why all of a sudden we have a big rise, I can't tell you why or how. I can just tell you that it's going to take everyone in the community to make change. So in order to stop these numbers, in order to stop the crashes and the students being injured and the adult lives being changed forever that's behind the wheel, in order to make those stop, every single person who gets behind the wheel is going to have to make that commitment not to be distracted.
What is the district doing to kind of help find these solutions?
So the school district has not only pledged its support through finances, but it also houses the Safe Routes to School program. It will soon house a second employee. So we'll have two in that program, not just myself. They've made a commitment to safety through education. They put on safety assemblies.
What do you believe needs to happen in order to get these incidents under control?
What can happen is if you are a champion for safety, become part of the solution. And that can be that you're volunteering in the crosswalks. If you're walking with your child and you see other kids in the area, then wait at the corner so those kids can gather, because the rest of your commute will at least be in a group, and walking in groups are safer. Reach out to your councilman. Reach out to your congressman. We need laws changed that Safe Routes to School is going to cover high schools, because right now it does not. It only covers K-8. So we need change in law. Reach out to your councilman so we can have more public safety announcements.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.
That was MJ Cloud with the Washoe County School District, talking with KUNR's Stephanie Serrano.